Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 79 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my buddy, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Adam. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Never better, man. Never
that's,
better.
That's good to hear. Why? What's up? What's new in your world?
We haven't recorded in a while. All kinds of stuff, but I'll spare you the boring details. Well, I'll start with the recent stuff.
Why haven't we recorded? I mean, happy holidays, I suppose, is the question here. Or the comments, not the question.
Right. It was the holiday season.
It is. It's tough. Schedules, travel, vacations.
I wish
I had all that, but no.
Solopreneur. We got better stuff to do. Better stuff to do.
So what's new? What's going on over there in Jackson, Michigan?
Last night, we played some music at a local coffee shop.
I know. It was a good show, I heard.
It went pretty well. I had a great time. We had the biggest, band that I've played with before. There were six of us playing at once.
Wow.
That's a pretty big group in that, a little coffee shop.
That is.
So I don't know. It's always just been a revolving door of people joining the band, if you will.
How come I've never really gotten an invite to join the band. I mean, I don't sing or play a musical instrument, but still.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Oh. You just kind of join. Sweet. There's no invite or audition.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a harmonica, as people may know.
It was really fun, though.
Yeah. Cool.
And the other guys are still kind of figuring out the song, so it was rough around the edges, but we're getting there. And I think the crowd loved it. We did some really experimental, oddball things that were popular.
Cool.
And I can't wait to keep playing.
Did your daughter and wife join?
My daughter did come.
Okay.
And she had a lot of fun. She was dancing right in front of me the whole time that she was there until it was her bedtime.
Yeah.
My wife did not because she was ill.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was curious about that this morning. I was like, I hope she's feeling better. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Ashley. Feel better, Miss Ashley.
What's up with you?
Well, I'm back from Cali. Yeah, I was in Southern California. I took the boys. We visited some friends, family, had a fairly good time. Had a little hiccup with the house we were staying in. There was no Wi-Fi.
Oh, man. How did you live?
Oh, my gosh. It was painful. It was weird. I mean... Yeah, it's a long story, convoluted, and I'll leave it at that. Just, I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, what is it? Whatever. So but it was a good time. Good times, though. We, saw my parents, saw a college roommate, saw my buddy from my childhood. I mean, I just saw a whole bunch of people, my aunt, uncle, and my boys were very happy that they got to go. We went for about 5 days. So, yeah.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to go. And then we came back. So...
Great. A happy ending to every story.
Here we are.
Here we are.
I'm just thinking, anything else going on, really? I don't think it's just the end of the year. It's just kind of things wrapping up, you know?
I know. It's not too busy. I'm off work and I don't know.
I wasn't meant to be off work, but without the Wi-Fi at the house, my downtime was limited to what I could do. I went to a coffee shop. That one coffee shop I went to, the Coffee Bean in question, actually, it was slow internet. Went to Starbucks, did some stuff there. I just wasn't motivated. That's the other problem. And in most of my clients, I mean, things are slower. There is some stuff I should be doing, but it hasn't happened yet.
That's fine.
Maybe next week. So
maybe next week it'll just be a storm for you.
Right. So that's all I got. Really, you?
Nope.
All right.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
I just realized we have no news.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah.
No and news is good news.
No news is good news. So that's that. And only one change to mention here. I found out recently that my friend Jessica has joined Automattic. She's an engineer. She was a developer she did some development work, some code, but she's now joined Automattic as happiness. Happiness engineer.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. All right. Congrats to Jessica.
Yeah. She's awesome. She's in Southern California. She's awesome. And it's a very good fit for her. Apparently, she was looking for some stability, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Right.
Do you know anyone who's made any moves in the last 2 weeks?
No.
That's it. You're still with Sand Hills?
Yeah. Check in at the end of the show.
Okay. All right, so let's start with you. What you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading?
As of right now, I'm wearing a Learn Dash shirt.
That's a nice looking shirt. Yeah, I have that shirt.
It is a nice. Oh man, I've wanted a Learn Dash shirt for so long, and I finally got one.
Yeah, I got one. When did you get it? Over back at WordCamp US.
Yeah. Justin gave it to me. So thanks and props to Learn Dash and Justin.
Yeah.
I'm drinking some tasty coffee and I'm reading
the drawing,
Harry Potter.
The drawing of the three.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Ha ha, sucker.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. What's the world gonna come to? So what are you reading now? Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Again?
Well, I never finished it before when I was a teenager, and for Christmas we got the last couple books that we didn't have. Oh. So I said, you know what, I'll read it again and finish the series this time.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing at all.
That's awesome.
Nobody asked you, for the record.
Which Harry Potter are you reading right now?
The first one.
Oh, starting with number one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice. I read that. I think I only read the first book, maybe the second as well. And I remember reading it when Ellen was pregnant with Parker. We were at a cabin up in Big Bear back in Southern California. My parents had a cabin back then. We went there for a quick little four-day vacation before the kid was due. It was awesome. I had a great time. I remember reading it and going, it was just really cool. But then kids came, and then the movies came. So I just watched all the movies. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's right. I just shortcut of that, you know. Cool. Well, I'm wearing a WordPress WP Engine, a beanie, because I went for a run walk this morning, and once I got back, I decided not to shower and change clothes, so I kept the beanie on. I'm drinking coffee out of my awesome WordCamp 2015 WordCamp Maui mug. And I'm still reading, actually, Small Fry by Lisa Brennan Jobs, because on vacation, I took no books to read with me.
Jeez, are you ever going to finish it? Come on.
It'll be done by Monday, actually. So by the time this show comes out, that book will be done. How about that for you?
Okay, whatever. So whatever. We'll see.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got. And I have like four other books lined up ready to go. So anyway. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kyle. Guess what time it is?
Is it questions time?
No, it's actually predictions time. That's right. We made them last year. We reviewed them, the outcomes, and we've made new ones. Now it's time to give you our 2019 WordPress predictions. I'd like that for a bumper.
Well, not bad. Not bad.
A little different. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Dramatic.
Yeah, right? So how do you want to do this? What are you thinking?
Let's start with recapping how we did in 2018.
Okay. You want to go first a little bit? Kind of go back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. So listeners of this show who've been listening since then may recall, of course, because you remember this. we made our predictions in several different categories. We made predictions for WordPress the software, WordPress the community, and for each other personally. Mm-hmm. And I just want to preface this by saying, I think we did pretty good.
I think so. I'm, you know, but I'm slightly surprised. Slightly surprised on how well we did. So,
a little bit, yeah. I am impressed. At the same time, though, did we really make any bold predictions? Were these really?
I think a couple were pretty bold. There was a handful in there that were bold. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fair. A couple. Yeah. Yes. We gotta keep that up.
Yeah.
All right. I made a prediction that I would hit 8 to 10 events.
Okay.
And I did.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Which one did you hit?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, okay, you did 9. Okay, nice. Okay.
That's right.
So you went to, what's TNC?
A Traffic and Conversion Summit. Right.
Okay, you did Traffic and Conversion. You went MicroConf, WordCamp Detroit, Grand Rapids, yep. Jackson, Seattle, Kent, and Dayton in U.S.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I said I would hit 5 camps I've never been to before. And I did.
You did?
I did. Yeah. Okay. Surprised, aren't you?
Yeah. I thought you did miss that mark.
Nope. Miami, Asheville, Raleigh, Birmingham. And Greenville.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good work.
It would have been 6 had Wilmington not been canceled due to a hurricane.
Okay.
I was so happy when I realized that one yesterday. So yeah. So okay.
I predicted that I would surprise you one time.
Yes, you did surprise me, and that was an awesome one. It was when you showed up to you were late to record this show. In theory, the funny story there is Ellen's like, I'm like, he's running late, and says 5-10 more minutes. I go to the kitchen, tell Ellen, and Ellen says, she's like, he's like always late, kind of jokey, not jokey. And I know you don't like that part of the story. And then the doorbell rang. Because we had just seen each other at Work Camp Dayton.
Yep.
And I drove down, you know, and then you drove, you were like coming behind me, kind of, I didn't know. You were on your way to South Carolina, and you surprised me at my door with the baby on my doorstep.
Yep.
It was awesome. And we recorded live in the studio. So
it was great. It was great. You got me twice in 2017.
Right.
I got you this year.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm not gonna say so.
The bar has been raised.
Right. yes, it has. I said I would be I'd still be self-employed with one new podcast launched. So yes, I'm still self-employed, and I got close to launching that other podcast. So I'm 50% on that. It's so close. I actually recorded an episode of it. Time got away from me, you know. So yeah, 50% on that one.
Right. I said I would find a sponsor for this show, and I did.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, for a few episodes.
Right.
Yeah.
Blog Vault, which we love.
Yeah, we love. They sponsored a whole month of episodes.
Yeah, that was great. And we met
Shadari at WordCamp US.
Yeah, fantastic. I said my son would make a new local best friend. And he has a handful of friends now. Of course, there's an old joke. There's a joke about how parents don't know their friends' kids' names. So I don't know his name, but I'm sure. But he does have a good buddy. He has a couple of good friends here. So yeah, I feel pretty good about that one.
Cool. I predicted that you would launch one new venture.
And that's not true. And I think you failed on that one.
I think I succeeded because you released an ebook this year, which you sold. And also, you... released the pre-sale page for an EDD ebook course. These are new money-making schemes of yours.
Okay. However, the ebook did sell a handful of copies, but it's under the Kitchen Sink brand, so I think it's gray area at best as a new venture.
And
the EDD course was also under the Kitchen Sink, which I have punted to 2019, you know, just due to time and unfortunately, you know, just a little, yeah, just time.
I'm giving myself the point.
Are you?
Yeah, I because these are new money making streams for you.
Okay,
that didn't exist before.
All right. What's the next one? I said I will celebrate my 20th anniversary on an island. So sadly, didn't come true. But happily, I went to Paris. So not an island. We thought we were going to Aruba. We really did. And you know. Prior to that, my friend, who I was in her wedding, she was in my wedding 2 weeks before, we went to France. We went to Paris, as I've mentioned on the show. So it's a no, but I'll take Paris. That's fine. I'm good. I'm good with this no.
Yeah. I also predicted for you that three different companies would inquire about hiring you, and you would shut them down.
So I'm going to give you a no on that, because only one did.
Only one?
Only one.
Like, I'm talking even like conversation starter.
Correct. Only one.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah. You know who it is. I'm not going to say who it is. Doesn't matter. But only one. So what did I say? I said I would surprise you at least one more time. And sadly, a no.
No. Nope.
I don't think. I almost surprised you in Boston because I was going to fly just to fly when you were there on your way to the West Coast.
Right. Yeah. Boston's on my way.
Well, sadly, because you had to connect, you know.
Yeah.
And I was going to surprise you in Portland, Oregon for WordCamp because I thought you were going to be there that weekend, whatever it was. My intention was to maybe surprise you on the West Coast, but it was the wrong week. You weren't going to that WordCamp. You were going to Seattle.
You failed.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. What else,
next year, sucker.
Okay.
All right. I predicted that Gutenberg would be the WordPress Y2K.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
It means it was a non-event.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
And you're giving yourself a point for that?
Yeah, I'm giving myself a point for that. Okay. There were no riots in the street. Oh. Millions and millions of sites did not go down.
Oh,
the industry didn't crash. We're not, you know, living in caves and and fighting each other with knives and sticks.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
No, it's fine. Right. And whether that the same is true for the Y2K situation, whether it's because it was all just a big hoax or because preparation prevented any damage, the same result is true. It was a non-event.
Okay. I predicted that Kyle would keynote a WordCamp.
That was a bold prediction.
See?
And I laughed. I outright laughed.
I know. And it came true.
It did.
So, boom. Boom, that was, yeah, that might be two. That might be worth 2 points.
I'll give you 2 points for that because that was out there.
Yeah, so that's a plus two. I'm taking the plus two. Okay, what else you got?
I predicted that there would be a ton of people whining about Gutenberg and sticking with the classic editor because they just like it better.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. That's a yes, absolutely. Yeah. Sad but true. Yeah, and we also know that the classic editor will be around to what 2020. 2021,
yeah.
Right, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said we will see two major releases, 5.0 and 5.1, and I was 50%, just 5.0.
Yeah. Right.
That was, you know, that it was bold. It wasn't too bold per se, but just it became clearly evident by, you know, March, April, when it was supposed to, if it hadn't come out in April, like originally planned, we would have seen 5.1.
Right. Right, because the 2017 State of the Word, Matt said April was the goal.
Right, so that was the expectation. So that's why I said we'll see 5.0 and 5.1. I figured 5.1 would have been, you know, November, December, right?
Right.
But all that, you know, so it didn't work out. So nothing there. All right.
It didn't. I predicted that one hosting company we know of would be acquired.
And that's a no.
And this didn't come true quite as I had envisioned. But there were some companies acquired, like Weebly was acquired and web.com was acquired. And so is cPanel, though they're only hosting software, not a true hosting company.
Right. So I'm going to say no.
What?
I don't think
you've heard of Weebly.
Never. They're not, I don't see them as a hosting company. I see them as a platform.
Okay.
Hosting would be like, you know, WP Engine, A2, SiteGround. Pressable, one of those kind of things.
All right, I'm not going to argue about it.
All right. I'm curious.
I think I'm already winning anyway.
Possibly. I said kitchen sink tooltip will be brought back to core. I was wrong.
Whoops. That was another bold prediction.
Well,
but
it was bold. And I finally tell Matt. Matt finally connected the dots on the kitchen sink WP, the brand, like why it's why I kind of came up with the name, because he was like, oh, yeah, because like right when I came up with that branding for the kitchen sink WP podcast, you know, like the next iteration of Core removed the tooltip and now it just says more in the old classic editor. He's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I talked to him at dinner at WordCamp Miami about it. It's pretty funny. So,
yeah. I predicted that one agency we both know of will merge or be acquired. Mm-hmm. And I racked my brain around this. And again, I've been trying to do better this year with predictions that I could actually check. Mm-hmm. Because there's no quick way to say, did any agency I know of get acquired? WP SiteCare did get acquired by Southern Web or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar. You're right.
I'm going to go with that as my pick for it coming true.
All right. I said there will be an attempt to fork the project, WordPress project, but it will not pan out. And I'm going to say that's true.
Classic press.
And there's another one. There's a new, the newest one, which has yet to pan out, is Triple J's.
Which one? What is that?
What's it called? I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. It is called Delicious Press. I don't know. Publicious.
Publicious?
Yeah, that's, you even heard of his?
No.
There you go. It hasn't panned out.
Okay.
He put it out there right before WordCamp US.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go. So there has been an attempt. It has not quite panned out.
Yeah. So. All right. I predicted that. Oh, and I like that prediction, by the way, going back to your fork. Mm-hmm. You were spot on. I also predicted that 20 people that we both know, mm-hmm. This is the qualifier, both of us have to know them, mm-hmm. would change their jobs. Turns out it was 18.
Ooh.
that we both know. Lots more people changed their jobs, including many that either I know or you know, but only 18 that both of us are personally acquainted with.
Actually, there are two more. I could actually help you with this to get this point, because it goes to my next one. Do you want to say do you want to mention these names first or no?
I'll speed read them.
Yeah.
Adam Warner, John Paris, Gary Jones, Phil Dirksen, Mike Schroeder, Russell Aaron, Chris Wigman, Joel Worsham, Rebecca Gill, Andrea Rennick, Topher DeRosa, Eric Malcolm, Jamie Schmidt, Rob Walling, Tyler Lau, Angie Bergman, Mike Hale, Bridget Willard.
Okay, so actually, even without my other two that I was thinking of originally for my next prediction, you still have Corey Miller, and because he became an employee of Liquid Web.
Okay, so if you want to, yeah, you could just. You've met Matt Danner.
Also? Yeah, right there. So those two would be the 20. So you get those two. That's fine. So that then ties That ties into my next one is I predicted that two big names will leave. Will leave the WordPress space. That's right. So these are okay. So these are the two names. The one who quilts.
Oh, okay.
Andrea Rennick.
Sure.
Corey Hammond.
Oh, okay. See? You're right.
Bing.
You're right.
Yeah.
Bing. Okay, you scored on that one. I wasn't sure what you were going
to
pull out.
I know. It took me a while. I had to think about that, like, pretty deep, actually. But yeah. What else you got? And then you have the next one you have is, what's this one?
I predicted that Winds of Winter would be published, the latest Game of Thrones book. And unfortunately, it was not. It probably never will be. George will probably die before that book gets published, and we will all never get to read the end of the story.
Okay.
That would be a very fitting end to this series,
right?
I think.
I said there will be the closing of a theme shop, and I think there was one. I just can't. I know. I mean, it sounds so familiar that there was one. I just don't remember the name. Same thing. It's like I couldn't go back to figure out who it was.
Yeah, how can you check that?
Not Atomic Blocks, but maybe, well, does Atomic, like, this doesn't really count. They're not.
You mean Array Themes?
Array Themes, but they didn't close, they got acquired.
Right, yeah. I mean, if the brand ceases to operate independently,
does that count?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's a gray area, I don't know.
But, I'm sure
yeah.
Some theme shops. Does Headway still operate?
Sadly, they still sell. But I mean, it's still for sale, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think there was one. I just couldn't remember the name because I remember talking about it or hearing about it, you know, on the ether. So,
yeah, I do too. Okay. And a lot, oftentimes they fizzle out,
right,
you know.
Right. So I'm going with yes. You know, I can't remember.
What?
I'm going with yes. I can't remember the name. We'll have a new rule. We'll have a new guideline for 2019. you have to have the name. Okay. Anyway, what's your last one there?
That the Cleveland Browns would get a win.
And
they got five.
Awesome. Woohoo.
Yeah. And Baker Mayfield is like a good fit for them.
My last one was two people we know will join Automatic. And I know of two, but one stayed, one left already. So Jessica, who we mentioned in the changes, she joined. That's this year, which is just in the nick of time.
Gary Jones.
Oh, Gary Jones.
Joined Automatic.
Perfect. So I guess thank you for that. I'll take that. So awesome.
Yeah. You scored. Good job. Good job.
All right.
So, I was so excited when the Cleveland Browns snapped their losing streak with a tie this year.
Nice.
It was kind of the greatest.
So
thing.
I have one, I would say two, three, oh man, four, five, six, 7.5 points. I gave myself a half point for one of them. So how many did you get?
Nine.
You win. You win the 2018... predictions.
All right. Good job, me. The funny thing is, I thought some of your more bolder predictions came true and some of your safer ones did not.
Oh, actually, wait. I gave myself 2 points for that WordCamp keynote, 9.5. I win. Remember?
No. That's a 60 to 8.5.
7.5 plus 2. Oh, you're right. It's 8.5. Dang it.
Yeah.
Dang it. So close. So half a point.
So close.
All right, it's fine. This is awesome. This might be my favorite show ever.
Really?
No.
Dang.
No.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know how many you have for 2019. I have, I don't know, four or five. A handful here as well. So I have, the WordPress, the project, right? The WordPress, the project. My predictions. Two releases, 5.1 and 5.2.
I predicted that.
Same?
Let me change my prediction.
Yes, I got mine in first.
I'll predict one release.
Okay.
Right now.
Watch, they do three. They do three, and we're both like shot out of the water.
Yeah, that would be a bold prediction to predict three. But I just don't believe it'll happen, so I'm not going to do it. All right, my other prediction. Something will be gutted from WordPress core that we're familiar with, and there will be some commotion about it. This is going to be some sort of legacy UI or feature which is no longer needed, in the same way that, like, I don't know, post formats or links were removed at some point.
Do you think there's any chance that blog roll could come back?
It's always possible. You never know. Retro.
Okay. So I only have the one for the project itself. Yeah, just
okay. I have a few more that are kind of related to the project.
Yeah. I don't know if mine.
I predict that Core Track will surpass 50,000 tickets.
Ooh. Oh,
right, wow. Now it's at around 46 or 7. No, maybe it's 45,000. Somewhere in that range. And so they'll pass the 50,000 mark in 2019. That's my prediction, which I think is a little bit bold, because the rate at which tickets are opened would only get them to like 48,000 or 49,000. Okay. But I'm predicting.
I'm going to add one this. I'm going to add this. Based on that, I'm going to add the opposite. I'm going to say that. So we're at what? How many right now?
Ah, fudge. It's like 45,000 something. Okay, maybe.
So I'm going to say that by the end of next year, the track tickets will be 1,000 less than they are as of right now.
I mean, how it works is every ticket, every new ticket that is opened, it gets a number.
Right.
And so those numbers get used up. And so the numbers always increase.
Oh, so there's no way to lower the ticket count?
You can lower the total count of open tickets, but I'm talking about the numbers the ID number of the tickets.
Okay, so I'm going to say open tickets down by 1,000.
1,000 tickets will get closed in 2019. That's your prediction.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I predict that we will see the final four-digit tickets closed. There are 83 of these left. These are tickets which have an ID that is four digits, and that means these tickets are really old.
Yeah, like 10, 11 years
most
old.
Most of them are like more than 10 years old.
10 years old, yeah.
Yeah. So there's 83 left. I predict that all of them will get closed in 2019.
Okay.
And we'll have no more four-digit tickets.
I actually have one more based on this as well. Not just based on this, but just it just popped in my head because this is a prediction that I want to have happen, obviously. I predict I will get props.
Whoa, that's bold.
See?
I hope it happens.
For those who don't know what that means, it means that I will have closed a ticket and figured out something to contribute to the core project, to where I got credit for helping close that ticket.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah. I'm getting props. I hope you do it. I hope you can do it.
You have props. You've got props, right?
No, not in core. Not in core. But I've never put in much time on core. Okay. I don't know. I predict that someone with a stake in a company which stands to lose relevance when Gutenberg Phase 2 comes out will create a fake user account and make efforts to contribute to core, but actually work to sabotage and delay development.
what are you, a cartoon evil character?
They will attempt to slow down the progress and throw wrenches in everything, and they will ultimately be unsuccessful.
Morton
will be outed and damage the company's reputation.
Morton will not do that. I'm kidding. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Awkward, but interesting.
I don't know how serious that is.
Yeah, I know.
But it's a funny idea.
Yeah. That's all I have for project at the moment. Okay, good. Okay.
No.
Cool. All right. Community?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, so I say one big merger, like really big.
That's pretty broad.
I know. Okay, so do I need to be
merger?
Okay, so I'm going to go with, let's see if I, I'm going to say one big merger that has to do with, let's say, the hosting industry.
All right.
Okay,
sure. That's a safe one.
Okay.
Underhand.
Yeah, something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I predict that WordPress we'll get another reference in pop culture, which gets written about in WP News. Hmm. Do you remember back when Orange is the New Black mentioned WordPress and yes. there's like articles about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there we'll get another pop culture reference for the project and people will talk about it.
Okay. I'm going to go with at least 9 people will make a move that we both know.
At least 9. So if it's 9 plus, you get a point?
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty conservative.
Yeah, it is.
You're going safe this time.
A little bit. Well, I have a few, I have a few others that are bold, but they're further down.
Okay. I predict there will be one major change to the WordPress journalism space. And this is a small space, so I consider it kind of a bold prediction, but we're going to see a change to something, either the Tavern or Torque or Post Status or one of those smaller players like WP Lift, or there are a few that publish news, but
Kitchen
it's Sink. A small space. Yeah, well, Kitchen Sink is not a news outlet.
No. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, so there will be a significant change to one of them.
Okay. Community-wise, I'm going to go with at least two new guests on this show.
Oh, okay. At least two?
Two.
We can do that. That's, we can do that.
We can do that next month. But no, two.
Yeah. No, yeah. We'll go back to some of our favorite people.
I have a follow-up to this, another one. So, okay.
One of the camps that you or I plan on attending will end up canceled.
How sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my prediction. But there's a whole Dayton, Jackson, Ann Arbor, U.S., Raleigh, Asheville, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Chicago. These are a few of the ones that between the two of us.
Kent.
Planned.
Yeah.
Kent. Oh, yeah, for sure. I predict one of them will fall through.
Okay. I predict Sarah Dunn and Dustin Hartzler will both be on the show simultaneously.
Oh, wow. A four-person episode?
Dang.
Okay. That sounds crazy. Do you think our listeners are ready for that?
I think they are.
Are we ready for that?
No. But I think they will both be a four-person episode.
Okay.
A round table, if you will.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good. That was a good reference.
Thank you.
I predict that someone will create, and this will be really fun when they do, someone will make a WordPress graveyard site. Or page. I really hope someone does make this because it would be really fun to browse the WordPress online graveyard.
Hmm. Okay.
Look at headstones featuring, you know, all the companies and projects which went nowhere or fizzled out and died. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great?
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So I hope someone listens to this. And
it reminds me of like I remember somebody buying the theme, feces themes. Remember that story?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, I'll stop there. All right. Please. So that's all I have in community.
Me too.
Okay, perfect. All right. Personal. Want to do personals or do you want to do the opposite? You know, so I'll do personals. Start with those.
Okay.
So I have 1, 2, 3. I have 7 here.
Oh, I only have a few, and I didn't make any prediction for myself.
Oh, I have these are for me.
Okay.
And I have 5 for you. No, 4 for you.
Holy moly.
Okay. All right, so I'll just do my personals real quick. So I'm going to grow the maintenance business of my concierge side 3x or shut it down.
You can have an or clause. Then I predict that there will be 1 release or 3 releases for WordPress Core.
The or is not so much. Okay, but I'm gonna grow the maintenance by 3x.
Okay.
That's it's not hard, but it takes effort. You know, because I'm losing one. Just so FYI, as of today, I already know I've lost a maintenance client starting in January.
Okay.
But I think I'm picking up a couple more to replace. So it happens. It's, you know, it's a fluid thing. And it's business is business. So I want to grow it by 3x.
I sure hope that one comes true.
Thank you. Should I do another one or do you want to do one of your personals?
I predict you will take a job.
That kind of hurts.
I predict some point in 2019, someone will approach you that you are seriously interested in and will make an offer that you will wrestle with, but ultimately accept.
Wow. That's bold, my friend.
Okay. You got to go out on a limb here.
Yeah. I predict for myself that... you're still doing ones for, you're doing yours for me. Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. These are all personal for mine. I'll launch a new podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A new show.
Okay. You're just recycling the old predictions that just didn't come true yet.
Well, yeah, it's there, but it's going to happen. So I want that to happen, you know? So,
I want it to happen too. Yeah.
I'm gonna another one I have for myself is I will surprise Dustin.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Right.
You know, maybe that's what I should surprise somebody else. Do I have to be specific about who it will be?
Yes.
I'll surprise someone else in WordPress.
You should surprise. No, it has to be. I'll surprise Dustin. Like, you have to come up with a name. Give me a name.
I don't know. Let me think about that. I'll surprise someone.
We should both surprise Dustin.
Maybe it'll be Dustin.
That'd be funny. Okay.
I don't know how.
I predict I will attend 8 work camps and 2 other conferences. Non-work camp related.
Okay. For a total of 10.
Yeah. That's what I did this year. I did 9 camps and 1 conference. 1 non-WordPress conference.
Right.
It would have been 10 camps, but again, Wilmington was canceled. Dang. I don't know why. The hurricane came right through Wilmington, but I don't know why they canceled it. Okay. I will speak at a non-WordPress conference, possibly for money.
Possibly?
Like, I'll get paid to speak.
Wow. Okay.
That's a stretch
goal. That would be really exciting. I hope that comes true.
Yeah. Yeah. This is relevant now because of the time of year and how I kind of feel. I will take at least 2 vacations for more than 3 days each.
Cool. Yeah. I also hope that comes true. Yeah, these are very positive.
Right.
I hope all this stuff works out. Your business grows. You're taking vacations. You're getting paid to speak. 2019 is going to be your year.
And I will visit another country.
Oh, all right.
Those are my personal, predictions.
Good. I like it.
Okay. So I have
one of us. One of us will produce a musical piece on this show, which gets attention outside of our audience.
Okay.
That can be interpreted, however you want. But
right.
We make anything that we make that's creative and silly, it's for the listeners of this show. But I predict something will get shared a little bit, and people who don't listen to this show will say, hey, I kind of dig this.
Yeah, right on. Okay. Anything else you got on personal?
You and I will present something together at a WordCamp.
Oh, challenge accepted. Finish him.
Right. KO.
That's awesome. All right. So I have 4 for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to start with an easy one. You will live outside the country for 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
Because I know that's a goal of yours anyway. Yeah, so fairly simple.
Really hope that happens. Yeah.
Yeah. You will be in a documentary.
Okay.
See, a little inside knowledge there.
Yep.
You will run a 5K.
Oh, that's such a great idea. I should do that.
See, there you go.
This prediction is going to come true because you planted the idea.
Right. And lastly, you will have another blessing enter your home. One of, it's optional here, not optional, but either a cat, a dog, or a child.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
I have faith because you're an awesome dad.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I said it before, I'll say it again. So there you go.
All right.
So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So there you have it, people. There's my predictions for the year.
You've got mine as well.
Wow. It feels weird to get them to say them out loud,
I'm not sure how I did this time in terms of boldness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I went out on a limb too many places. Some of them are a little aggressive.
I kind of did. I did a little bit. I mean, I think mine are equally as bold.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Wow. Mm. I think the boldest one that you did for me was the job. This watch. All of a sudden, what's his name's here? What is his name?
Christopher Walken.
Thank you. Yeah. He's quiet all of a sudden. Damn.
Just walking in all the time.
He's walking in the studio. It's terrible. Anyway, that's all I got. Anything else you want to add to this awesome episode of predictions and resolutions and stuff like that?
No. How much time are we at?
We're good. We could wrap it up.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. You want to finish this or you want me to say it? I'll go ahead and take this one.
Thanks for listening to this show. Go ahead.
No.
I stepped on your toes.
No, it's all you.
I insist.
Sarah Dunn. That's what I'd like to say.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Get Options Podcast. It's been a good one. And we hope that 2019 is another good year consisting of lots of great advice provided by us to you on the topics you care about. We're just a couple guys who think we know stuff. And you're just a great person, a wonderful soul with some issues. Life gets you down and you want to share those issues with people. And we want to give you options, some ideas on how to deal with those issues. So send them our way. Send those questions and those conundrums and those dilemmas and those challenges and problems. And
did you say and conundrums?
Wacky situations. Awesome. Whatever you got yourself into, just shoot it over our way so we can talk about it live and see if we can lend any expertise or just make you chuckle. All right. You can send those to questions at getoptionspodcast.com. That's our email. Or go to getoptionspodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail or dump them into our question contact form. Thank you.
And you can find us online over on Twitter primarily. At get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud. And say goodbye, Kyle.
You know, I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
If you shoot your predictions to us, we might just read them on a future show.
Mm-hmm. True.
If you have 2019 predictions, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah.
We'd bring them up. And maybe we'll even throw your score into the mix next year.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead, send them our way if you're still listening.
Yeah. Actually, here's one last little thing/maybe option. What if we pick a random, if we get enough people, let's say if you submit your options, let me show your predictions by middle of January, end of January, we'll pick someone, we'll have them on the show with us.
Ooh.
Maybe. We'll see.
Like, I'm open to that.
Well, I'm open to it. If you want to come on the show and do that, maybe you can. Maybe. Anyway, okay. We're out of here. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.